are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment. What is true beauty? And from where does it truly come? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Coffee, Conversations of Friends of Faith to Encourage and Equip. I'm Kim Crable, always delighted to be invited into your presence with what I know will inspire you and encourage you. Well, let's think about beauty. Is it only in the eye of the beholder? Is it true that beauty is as beauty does? Is beauty only skin deep? We hear all these sayings, these mantras, but perhaps the real answer is uncovered in the fan favorite and heartwarming Christmas movie, The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land. Today, we have joining us, and I'm so excited, the creator and star of this hit family Christmas comedy, Jen Gotson. Jen is a woman after God's own heart. She used her talents to portray historical characters in two Oscar-nominated movies, winning acting awards for her work in My Daddy is in Heaven and Forgiven, now trending on Netflix. Jen has inspired audiences as an international model on billboards in China and as the jewelry creator for the Farmer and the Bell line on QVC. She is a woman of many talents. She has great things going on in her life that she will tell you about. But beyond all this that she does, I want to tell you that she is someone who does love the Lord. And if you don't know her, it is my great honor and privilege to introduce to you my friend, Jen Gotson. Jen, thank you so much for joining us.
Kim, I cheers you with my cup of coffee. It is delicious to be with you today.
Well, we are just so delighted to have you. And we're going to talk about all the things that you're doing and that you have done and dreams. But how about if we just began by you just telling us some things just about the woman, Jen Gotson?
Well, all right. Sit back for 2 hours. No, I'm just kidding. but it's very true. I was born in Bethlehem, not in a manger.
Oh,
praise God. Only Jesus is. But I was born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, to my wonderful craftsman daddy, Ronnie Gotson, who's a veteran and makes fishing lures and birdhouses, and my beautiful hearted mom, Joanne Gotson, who just taught me about how you love people. And, so that's where I was born. And who knew, 40 years later, coming out of the womb, I would have a movie that you can rent or buy on YouTube, The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land, that I met and created with my husband. And this man has, oh my goodness. Okay, first off, his name is Jim E. Now that's the letter E for his middle name, Everett, Jim E. Chandler. And we met on a movie in Savannah, Georgia. And Kim, our little 5-month-year-old little baby girl, we named Savannah in honor of that cozy, cozy, quaint town. Oh, my goodness, I just love Georgia.
Yes.
I love myself some Savannah. I love it. And we also have a little baby boy. Well, no, hold on. Hold the rope. He's no longer baby James. We used to go, hot mom named Baby James. He is now big boy James at 3 years old, climbing, thinking he's Spider-Man. Actually, Bible Man, that's his favorite show. But he jumps from things. Like, we were at a birthday party at my gym, and he climbed up this entire huge ladder. And, I mean, the ladder is 7 foot tall. He looked down. He smirked at me. And then he propelled with his feet down with a crash pad. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Wait for him to cry. And I held my smile because I didn't want him to feel like fear.
Right.
And he got up and he chuckled. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. And so that is my little cherub boy, James. And born in Pennsylvania, went to school in New York City for acting, moved to the Silicon Valley and worked for Google right before they became, when they were a startup still in the Silicon Valley, and then moved to Santa Monica with Google when they bought Applied Semantics, which Google now uses for their search engine optimization, which I could love to give you guys some tips on that. And then moved to Los Angeles, worked as an extra in movies, and then God blessed me through a beautiful journey of faith to play Trisha Nixon in the Oscar-nominated Frost Nixon, where we were nominated for ensemble cast, directed by Ron Howard.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's a little bit.
The journey is unbelievable because that was one of my questions. How did you get into acting? Because, you know, you are such a natural, and it just seems like, I think, and I haven't seen all your movies. Now I'm going to go back and watch every movie. I've seen several, but I feel like I see the real you coming out on screen with your, especially in what I watched last night with the farmer and the bell saving Santa Land. I believe that's her personality. She is that bubbly. She's that happy. That's who she is. And so I just loved watching that. So it's good to hear the backstory. And so now for our listeners, they know a little bit more about you. So let's talk about this movie, because it is Christmas season, and even if people are listening to it after Christmas season, Christmas is wonderful all throughout the year. So let's talk about how this movie, and again, for our listeners, you have to, I just went on to Netflix last night, The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land. Tell me, before we get into the incredible meaning and all the multiple messages that are so wonderful hidden behind the comedy and everything else that goes on there, tell me how this movie was created. What's the backstory?
You got it. I want to make a little loving correction. We're not on Netflix. We are on all the other platforms. And YouTube is a great place to rent it or buy it. You could also watch it on Amazon Prime, iTunes, and Tubi, and all these wonderful places. You can watch it for free with ads, but if you don't like ads like me, just rent it. And if you love it to pieces, you could give it a purchase in your digital library, The Farmer and the Bell Saving Santa Land. But let's talk about how it was created, which was your question.
Thank you so much for, you know, I thought it was, but that, thank you so much, because I don't know what we watched it on. I just know I watched it, and I want everyone else to see it. So continue on.
thank you. It was created, we created it back in 2016. And so The Farmer and the Bell, it has evolved from a movie into a family franchise. And so it was created in the base of my personal true story of coming out of a divorce where my ex-husband fell out of love with me. And I walked out of that feeling that I was not valuable and that nobody wanted to be with me. And I really struggled with my image. I really thought, wow, maybe I wasn't beautiful enough to keep his eye. And I looked in the mirror and I was a little overweight, which he commented on some of my body parts. And I really struggled with that. And as I went through a healing process of focusing on the Bible, fasting, taking the lies that I believed about myself, and I imagined that I took each lie like, nobody wants to spend time with me. And I would take that lie and I would imagine Jesus was in front of me literally having coffee. And I would give that lie to Jesus, and Jesus would replace that lie in my soul with his truth. Like, Jen, I love spending time with you. Mm-hmm. I want to make you my bride. I want you to know that you're my bride. Take off your wedding ring and give it to me, and let me put on the ring to ring your finger as my bride in remembrance that I am. And so that happened in 2014. I wrote a book that we haven't published yet. It hasn't been God's timing, but I wrote all the principles in the book with Michelle Cox called Divine Beauty. And then what I learned on how to transform your mind off of that, which we'll talk more later, I crafted it into a bracelet. And so that bracelet became the main story point. And now we're going to talk about the movie, how the movie came about. That became the main story point of this movie. And I always love myself some Christmas movies that are the same movies that make me laugh every Christmas season. A tradition, like, oh my goodness, I've got to watch Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, Elf, Christmas Vacation, Polar Express, and Home Alone. And I was like, I want to make a movie like that, not something that's one and done. And so we went into it with hilarity and heartwarming pearls of wisdom moments. And we follow a story where my character is a little girl getting this bracelet from her Grammy. And that's Grammy is played by Sandra Lafferty, who you might know as the mom in Walk the Line.
Yeah.
And she gives me this bracelet, Kim, and she tells me in the movie that beauty is on the inside. And I want to tell my pen pal, who is the son of the owner of Sampleland, which is a pig farm, and it's so many of the festivities. And so I go to Sampleland and I tell my pen pal, and he goes, wow, you're right. You are a magnificent masterpiece, which is a big word for, you know, an 8-year-old. And then what happens, there's all these crazy things that happens, and you'll have to watch the movie. It deals with pain and slop and laughter, and all of a sudden she loses her bracelet. Fast forward, she's now an adult at the end of her modeling career. And we shot this scene with a horse in a pink pajamas, my character's in pink pajamas, and Kim, just a little trivia, we shot on we're in New York City, where Fifth Avenue and Broadway meet, right outside of where I studied acting. I wanted every part of the movie to be inspired by my true story. And then you'll see in this silly scene that was creative license that I get dumped publicly on these big billboard screens. And that represents that loss in my life. And then through the rest of the journey, I have to find this bracelet. I fall in love. And the man I fall in love with is represented by Jim, who plays the farmer where his family, we shot on his farm that his mom grew up on, that's been around for 100 years and their generations. And Jim literally taught me that true beauty is when you serve others through Jesus. Yeah. And so we incorporated those values in the message of the movie, The Farmer and the Bell. And, well, I don't know if she finds a bracelet, and I don't know if she wrestles pigs, overcomes her fears with Santa hat on, and I don't know if she hears a concert by John Schneider, who's her buddy. And that's a trivia. When John and I met on the movie Doonbee, John told me how much he had such a passion for singing, and that's really his passion. And this is before he jumped back into his singing career, and I remember that years later. And so I said, John, would you come and sing? And so he sings an original song The Spirit of Christmas, which we have on our album, which you could get on iTunes, The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land. And so that's how the movie was. And then the jewelry line, the bracelet, was on QVC for 2 years. And then our books have been selling in Christian bookstores nationwide, and each book unlocks the revelation of what each meaning of the bracelet means. And starting at our children's book, written by Larry the Cucumber from VeggieTales, Mike Naraki. And then our adult version is written by Michelle Cox, who writes for When Calls the Heart Devotions. And then our new teen book was written by a 24-year-old who we thought was relevant and some teens to really speak into the heart of teens. And so dads and moms out there, if your teen struggles with social media, bullying, not feeling pretty, you've got to get them this book, Teens, Young Adults, called Beauty and Likes. You can get off our website, Amazon, basically everywhere where you get books. And it really is a good book to help them. Quick read. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. So that's The Farmer and the Bell in a nutshell. And our movie, which iTunes, Amazon Prime, Tubi, all these wonderful places.
It's just, it's amazing how it's grown. And what do you attribute that growth to? Is it the need that's out there?
Let's talk a little bit about the reality.
Mm-hmm.
The need is deep. 90%, okay, ladies and men, 90% of women look in the mirror and they see a flaw.
Yeah.
And your lady might not talk about it, or you might hear your ear blown off about it. And ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Those older, not older, but when we get when we go from our teens into our adult, all of a sudden you see cellulite, you see a little bit of extra weight over here, the pant size goes up, you see some wrinkles coming in, and you're like, oh my gosh. And then when we get very mature, our neck grows, and you're like, what the heck is this thing? And we learned this actually begins at age 5. Little girls see princesses, and they believe they need to look like a princess to be pretty and dolled up. And it's something that was created in us. We want to be pursued and captured by the man, just like Adam pursued Eve, or created Eve out of his rib. And so what we did was we identified the psychology of this wound that was deep, which came from my personal story. We spoke with psychologists. We went to Focus on the Family, Greg and Aaron Smalley, and we worked with them. We worked with Lisa Worley from Christian Women in Media. We worked with Erilyn Burns, who's another therapist. We worked with people in Australia, really identifying from a wide range of what's causing this wound. And then we wrote the wound in the movie where little Belle, my character, looks in the mirror after losing the bracelet, and she sees a magazine, and that magazine tells her on the caption, beauty is what you look like.
Right.
And so she goes, I know what's going to make me love. I need to be beautiful.
Right.
And
it's
powerful.
Absolutely. And perfect. She keeps saying, I don't make mistakes. I don't make, you know, so I just, it is, as a Christian counselor, I look at it and I'm thinking, this is a movie that satisfies or at least it's a springboard to satisfy that one of the greatest needs that we are seeing in our nation and around the globe today, because not only are we thinking that we must look like that, when we don't, it causes a downward spiral into so many things like eating disorders, dysfunctions, loneliness, isolation. And so it is such a topic that is so my heart in everything that I do. So Jen, I just want everyone to hear about it, but and I will. I'll put it all out there. And thank you so much for joining me today. But I want to talk about the bracelet. Are those bracelets that we can purchase?
Yes. That was one of the things that we wanted to make sure that it was available.
Yes.
And it has, it's inspired by bracelets that people wear. And it's in, it's available on our website. That's the best place that helps our ministry. It allows us to be able to get some finances in so we can make the next line of product, which is about marriage. Our first line is all about inner beauty, and our second line is about marriage and how to have respect for the man and love for the woman. But the bracelet, let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
I'm tearing up. Because we receive so many emails and phone calls from women who say, I need this bracelet. I need this. And the way that it's designed, the chain is very similar to the same gauge and weight of a Tiffany bracelet.
Uh-huh.
The heart on the bracelet looks and feels with the same weight as a Tiffany heart. We have four charms that are circular and flat, almost like a coin that's that you could just rub in your hands. And it's inspired by Alex and Ani's collection. We also have a line of bangle bracelets, but I love our five-charm bracelet because our five-charm bracelet that you see in the movie The Farmer and the Bell Saving Santa Land, it's adjustable. And so we created it specifically that this lobster hook, and we made it bigger so you could grasp the lobster hook, as you get so many of these bracelets and necklaces that you can't even grab it to hook it on. But you grasp it on your wrist, and the excess specifically is designed to dangle so you can hold on to the heart into the palm of your hand. And Erin Smalley from Focus on the Family explained most women have brokenness because our heart is closed. So the front of the heart charm, which is smooth, that you could hold, and it's flat, it says, open my heart. And then we learned that ultimately 90% of women who struggle with the way they look and their value and their purpose, we are seeking love from man. Which is normal, right? And like seeing a human being and you're like, I want to be loved. Why don't they love me? Why aren't they kind to me? Why am I ignored? And I felt all those feelings in my first marriage. And we learned that from our research is that if we can have a paradigm shift mentally and get our love ultimately from Jesus, that releases through a paradigm shift the desperate search for love from man. And so the back of that heart charm that we're grasping, it says it's a prayer based on scripture. Dear Jesus, help me grasp how wide, long, high, and deep your love is for me. So it reminds us that our love comes from Jesus as we grasp it when we're going through the fields of medical health issues, challenges, prayers not answered. And I'm going to touch on each four of the charms from the bracelet. Two of them are spoken about in our movie, which we, from our research, we found is the most beautiful quality, and that's joy, being a joyful giver. And then on the back it says, use whatever gift you receive to serve others, which is from 1 Peter. And then our other charm that I want to touch on that's from the movie The Farmer and the Bell Saving Santa Land is magnificent masterpiece. And then you turn that silver coin charm over, and it says, body and soul, I am marvelously made. And that's from Psalm 139, inspired by the Message version, because women can touch their body, and we could feel internally our soul as the psalm that we know very regularly is, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I really like the Messages version, which is why we went with it. And then each one of our chapters in our books, Beauty and Likes and Divine Beauty, it unlocks what does magnificent actually mean. And then chapter number two is, what does masterpiece mean? And it goes through each charm. Second charm is about being an overcomer. We need to be transformed by renewing our mind, and it starts with those wounds. If we can't heal those wounds, we can't heal the surface. And then the fourth charm is obedient to my calling. To God gives us plans to prosper us and not to harm us. And when we're obedient in our calling, oh my goodness, there's a confidence. And what we've noticed is that the man is attracted to the confidence. And we interviewed John Schneider, which is in our documentary, What is True Beauty? That's on Tubi and YouTube. And John Schneider says, confidence and a strong woman is what attracts him, not the physical appearance. He lost his bride last year, and he spoke about how much Alicia made him feel so attracted to him because she was so wicked confident. And so we love that confidence comes from your calling and walking out in that. And that's one of the qualities that my husband loves. But it really, men, if you have daughters, if you have wives, encourage them in their joy. Their joy radiates. And then find that talent, that gift that they have. Encourage them to serve others in that gift joyfully. And when you serve joyfully, oh my goodness, it's like it pours radiant love into someone. And they're like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. Even if you have no makeup on, your hair's a wreck. Like I did a live yesterday on Facebook. Sorry, I'm rambling. And like I had makeup from the day before. My mascara was smudged. And I looked at my live and I was like, man, I look like, by the world standard, a hot mess as I was a model in China. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Let the joy come through. And so be it. Let your joy shine. That's what the bracelet means.
Absolutely. And, you know, that makes everyone available to it. When we allow the beauty to shine from the outside, from the inside out, it makes it available to all of us, no matter if we're brunettes or blondes or we, you know, in treatments and we have no hair or whatever it is, that there's a radiation that comes through. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs that the wisdom of the Lord is what gives us a glow to our face. So I love everything that you're saying. And listeners, everything that she just talked about with the bracelet, that was from Psalms 139:14, Romans 12:2, Ephesians 3:18. Those are just scriptural promises that Jen gave. Jen, I know that we're soon to be running out of time, and I just thank you again for joining us. I know you have little children running around and your little 5-month-old Savannah, so I thank you so much. But before we close, number one, I'd like to know, I want to order a lot of those bracelets for my granddaughters or some friends. So tell me, do we go to your website? Tell us about that. And then I think you want to give something away.
I do. You can order the bracelet, the books, the movie, our CD, which has 10 original songs, from our website, thefarmerandthebell.net/shop. So if you're like listening, you're like, oh, what is that? Think of the farmer and the Dell, the nursery song, and then change Dell to Bell, like Beauty and the Beast. And just Google search the farmer and the Bell, and you'll find our website.
Yes. And I'll put it on my listeners. We'll also put it on all of my social media, so we'll make it easy for you. So just wanted to make sure that I was putting the correct thing. Now, our friend Jen, and please go watch the movie. Every part of this is just it is something that we all struggle with no matter what age, and it's something that the answer is there. And I love how it is so coded. It is the foundation. It is the Word. And we know the Word is something that is always alive. It's always active. It's always at work within us. So as we put that Word into our little girls, our big girls, those around us, it's always going to be there speaking its truth to us. So, Jen, thank you so much for everything you've done. And now tell us about this giveaway that you mentioned.
We want to be able to give the Farmer and the Bell Saving Santa Land DVD to anybody, the first person who jumps on and writes a little comment on Kim's live Coffee with Kim right now. And if we have anybody, we will give a DVD to you, and that will be super fun. One of the things that we noticed is that women, most of the women who would like a bracelet is over 40 years old, ranges up to 80 years old, and it's been an incredible gift seeing this movie. And people are calling it their new favorite Christmas movie. We get messages all the time. And people are watching it over and over as their Christmas tradition each year since we released in 2020. And I'm like, yay, God, that's what we wanted to make.
Well, absolutely. And the more you learn about the behind the scenes that you've given to us, the more you want to go back and see all the things that you've talked about. So I'm looking forward to seeing it again. And, Jen, I'm looking forward to all the future things that you have planned and what God is doing in your life. Promise me that you'll come back, and let's talk about future plans after the first of the year sometime, maybe in the spring.
You better believe it. We're making our sequel about love and respect in marriage.
Yes. And when will that be available? Next year,
well, we need to raise money. We need to raise money to make it. We're raising donations to finish our script. Scripts are the most important, like Elf. Elf is brilliant because of the script.
Yes.
And our movie, we had 5 writers on our team. We had many people review it to tighten every scene up. And then every moment in the movie, I sat with audiences testing to make sure every minute somebody was laughing out loud, having a moment of tears, or having a moment of suspense. So the entire movie, you have these moments every minute. We're excited by it.
As you should be, because it's so rich in truth, and that's what this world needs now. Jen Godson, thank you so much. Audience, go find The Farmer and the Bell, B-E-L-L-E, Saving Santa Land. Go look at the products, order. Let's help Jen have the funds to keep creating what our world needs today, the truth, so that we can all live to be exactly who God has called us to be. Jen, thank you so much for joining us, friend. Have a merry, merry, merry Christmas.
merry Christmas.
And friends, thank you for joining us for coffee. We look forward to seeing you next time. Until then, just rest in the Lord. And remember, your beauty comes from the inside out. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrables.org. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrables.org.